This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, all this week, the sixth message in a series of seven about the final week or Holy Week in the life of Jesus, this week about communion, the Lord's Supper. We closed yesterday with some quotes by a Dr. Richard White, a professor of pharmacology and toxicology, talking about the cleansing power of human blood, and he talks about the spiritual application to what the Lord does at communion in the Lord's Supper when we partake of the cup which represents his blood and the bread that represents his body and the power of that spiritually in your life and in mine. Then he closes with this remark. Isn't it comforting to know that God looks at us through blood-colored glasses, glasses that obliterate our sins and reveal only the righteousness of Jesus Christ? As you partake of the cup, do so with the assurance that the Savior's blood has provided not only a life-giving transfusion, but a cleansing transformation that has removed your sins forever. Because 1 John 1:7 says, the blood of Jesus purifies us from all sins. The blood of Jesus purifies us from all sins. Today we're going to talk about the Lord's Supper from a different perspective. I want to share some things with you, three things that I'm going to ask you to write down in a minute about what the Lord's Supper means to us. Just three simple words that maybe you've never thought about before. For this reason, have you ever had something happen in your life and your spouse said, how could you forget that? How could you forget my birthday? How could you forget the anniversary? How could you forget that we're supposed to go out with those people Friday night? How could you forget our son's birthday, our daughter's birthday? And you've been there and done that. Everybody has. You know what bothers me more than all of that combined? Is men and women who have forgotten what the cross means in their life. And they forget about the sacrifice. I'll tell you why. Because in the Bible, the word forget means two things. Some of you have heard me give this before, but the word forget biblically means to cease to remember. That's a given. That's obvious. But here's the scary part of forgetting. In the Bible, forgetting not only means to cease to remember, it means to cease to care. Wow. Takes on a whole new meaning for me. Not just to cease to remember, but to cease to care. We live in a culture of people who couldn't care less about the sacrifice of Christ on the cross. I got a job, making a living, driving a pretty nice car. Why would I need the cross? Why would I need anything to do with eternity? Why would I need to do anything to do with my past, my present, or future? And that's the message today. How could you forget what Christ has done? Let's read the famous passage in 1 Corinthians 11 where the Apostle Paul tells about the Last Supper. Verse 23 of chapter 11 says this, for I received from the Lord what I also passed on to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Well, we'll begin tomorrow's program on Cross Hope reading the rest of this passage, letting you know this is the sixth of seven messages on the final week, the Holy Week in the life of Christ. Our website is crosshope.org. We like to tell you that from time to time. crosshope.org to listen to any message you've missed or to find out more about a ministry that we call Cross Hope Radio Ministry. Thank you and God bless.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.